And now, David, as you and Gary exit, Rosemary and I'll slip in here. We'll kind of try to keep the killer cycles clicking, so to speak.
You gonna click first, Bing?
I'm clicking.
We're in the money. We're in the money. Yes, we've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. And the skies are sunny. Old man trouble, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, rolling along. We're in the money. We're in the money. Ooh, money. Yes, honey. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy smack dab in his good eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it. Let's lend it. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling. Hey, Lord.
Bing, tell me, do you know you can now stretch your picnic cooler?
Well, practically nothing surprises me these days, Rosie. How do you accomplish this cooler stretching feat?
Simplest thing in the world. Just stack canned soft drinks in your cooler.
Amazing.
Just common sense. Canned soft drinks are so compact, they give you more room for other picnic things.
Well, picnic lovers will adore them.
And canned soft drinks are so light to carry and quick to chill. And can sure seal in all of a soft drink's sparkle and flavor.
Soft drink lovers will love them.
And how about the convenience of having no returns with canned soft drinks, especially for picnics and such?
No deposit, no return lovers will love them. But tell me, Rosie, if canned soft drinks save so much space in a picnic cooler, won't they do the same in a refrigerator?
Sure thing, babe.
Oh, refrigerator owners will love them.
And that bright note about soft drinks in cans has been on behalf of our sponsor, U.S. Steel.
I wonder where you are through all my empty days, and in my sleepless nights a thousand longing ways, and it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wondering. The teardrop on your cheek, the tremble of your hand, your reason for goodbye, I'll never understand. And it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wondering. What were the words left unspoken? Oh, how I wish that I knew. What were the promises broken that meant so much to you? I wonder if we met, wonder what we'd do. Would we be merely friends, or start our love anew? And it looks like I'm never gonna cease my wondering, wondering if you are one.
Now, friends, here's some words and music containing a bit of sage counsel for you all.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Buddy Cole time, instrumental interlude. What's cooking, Buddy?
Rosie, I thought we'd do a tune that's featured in our Swing Fever long player. It's called The Hour of Parting.
Oh, I know it well.
Got a nice beat to it. It's not overwrought, but it goes along pretty good.
I'm sure of that.
The other day we were clowning around here, and I was mentioning that maybe a combination wig and hat for ladies might be a very good thing because it'd speed up their dressing pattern. They could get dressed much faster. The wig would be all set, and the hat would be on it, and all they'd do is just slap it on and dash out the door.
Bing had a great idea there. We've got to speed up women when it comes to dressing. They just dawdle and stall around too long.
Yes, but look how pretty we look.
Well, you know, there's a way to look pretty and still speed it up because I found out there's an outfit called the Texas Fashion Creators Association.
The Texas Fashion Creators Association.
Mm-hmm. And they're right on the ball down there in Texas. I want to tell you that because they've come up with some hurry-up clothing for women. Clothes that women don't have to take forever to get in and out of, you see.
Hey, I got to hear more about these. And I hope my wife's listening.
Likewise. Now, for instance, they've come up with a dress that has a snip-shaped hem. In other words, the skirt of this dress can be altered by scissors in minutes. Absolutely no expense to the lady who owns it.
You mean to say that you can just whack off the hem of this skirt if you want to shorten it with scissors?
That's right. Because it's made of a special fabric that positively will not ravel when it's cut.
Well, that's really something. Instant alterations.
Oh, I told you, Rosie. These people down in Texas, they're on the ball. Here's another thing they have in this collection, Rosemary. It's called the backward-forward suit.
backward-forward suit?
Yeah, it's a kind of a turnabout job. You can wear a tunic on this, and it can be buttoned in the front or in the back.
But just a word of caution now, men. With a turnabout suit or dress, you have to remember where the tunic goes. Don't get us dressing too fast now, will you?
You must check the tunic before you fly out the door, girls. That is, with the backward-forward suit. I mean, don't have your suit on forward and your tunic on backward, or vice versa. You get a lot of laughs.
I don't know. I think it might be very interesting. Sure.
You're right, Ken. Yeah. It might start a whole new style of dressing. They could call it the hurry-up, mix-up style of dressing.
Well, it doesn't make any difference, as long as we're not late for the theater.
That's all you men think of, getting someplace on time. You just don't give a darn how the women look.
Well, Ken, I guess we're just fighting a useless battle here, but thank goodness the designers down in Texas are cooperating. We're going to speed up these women yet, don't you worry.
I'm rather intrigued about this. How about a backward-forward song?
You want it with or without my tunic?
Well, let's go for the whole bundle.
I'll slip into a bustle here.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. Marvel at, and words to that effect. So what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you.
Here are 17 ways to make your weekend more entertaining and informative. Listen to the CBS Radio Network 17 Weekend Dimension features. You'll hear valuable facts about health, travel, business, science, and leisure time. Plus, perceptive analyses of the week's news. Give your life dimension this weekend.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Thank you. feeling better and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
And now if someone named Rosie Clooney would care to do a song with someone, I hope that someone will be me.
I will, and I suggest that we do Goodnight, My Someone, written by Meredith Willson.
That's with two L's.
With two L's?
Yeah, the two L's in Wilson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Goodnight, my someone. Goodnight, my love.
Sleep tight, my someone. Sleep tight, my love. Our stars shine, it's brightest light. For tonight, my love, for tonight.
Sweet dreams be yours, dear, if dreams there be.
Sweet dreams to carry you close to me.
I wish they may, and I wish they might.
Now good night, my someone. Good night. Night, my someone, good night.
Another radio day is over for us, Rosemary. You make a note, though. We meet right here on Monday. Same time, same place.
Should the folks listening make a note, too?
Oh, indelibly. Pleasant weekend to you, folks. See you Monday, then.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again on Monday.